On today's Zone Daily Podcast, Titans mini camp is underway. Mandatory practices saw a lot of veterans back on the field. It also saw some big names not on the field. And on today's show, I'm going to play you the podcast of Jim Wyatt's appearance on 3HL. Of course, the senior writer for TennesseeTitans.com, a Tennessee Titans employee who does a terrific job covering this team. Instead of telling you myself what happened at minicamp today, I wasn't there, so I'm going to play you the audio of someone who was. We're going to do that right now, Wednesday, June the 16th, in the Zone Daily.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
Mandatory minicamp underway for the Tennessee Titans. Julio Jones, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry amongst those who were in attendance and on the practice field. Elijah Molden, Titans rookie cornerback, he was practicing as well in front of the media. Jim Wyatt of TennesseeTitans.com, he was there and he was on 3HL yesterday. I'm going to play you a little bit of what he had to say about his biggest takeaways, some of the guys who were or weren't there on the practice field on Tuesday afternoon, and what to expect from this minicamp over the course of this week.
All right, Jimmy, let's talk about what's going on out there. First day of mandatory minicamp, no drama, everybody was there. What stood out to you the most?
Yeah, there's some guys that have not been there throughout. A lot of those guys are rehabbing. Like, we got that deported. I'm sure you guys heard on the Zoom call, and Taylor Wan and Caleb Farley, you know, some of these guys that have not been out there all the way through, they're just being careful with them and giving them time to get their bodies right. But it was good to see, you know, I think attendance has been good. It got better throughout the course of the off season. Derrick Henry out there today looks good. I like Janoris Jenkins right out of the gate, just kind of his enthusiasm and his feistiness. And the competitiveness, you know, when these guys know this is, you know, is a certainly a different feeling when you know that you're getting ready to get a long break before you come back and the real action starts. So got another day tomorrow. I know Mike Vrabel mentioned today that they're not going to be on the field on Thursday. So pretty much the last day of the off-season program for the veterans, at least, is tomorrow. The rookies will still be in town working next week, but kind of last day of school feel coming up here this week, and then guys will be on their own to kind of get geared up for training camp, which is going to be here before we know it. This is always the fastest 4 or 5 weeks on the calendar, if you ask me.
Speaking of fast, and we can't go into too much detail, but one guy that Rhett Bryan was excited about seeing today was Jackrabbit Janoris Jenkins.
He was aggressive, right?
Yeah, what have you noticed about him?
Yeah, I mean, first thing I noticed is he came out of his way to say hello to Coach Mack. Those two have a good history there, and it's good to see those two get reunited on the practice field early. But then he's feisty. I mean, there were back-to-back plays in one period where he was right there on one play to make sure the ball, wasn't caught. And then on the very next play, there was a kind of a swing pass, and Jackrabbit was right there to kind of, make sure the ball got out with, probably more contact than he intended. But it just shows you he's already knowing where to be, despite not being here for the OTAs. And he's going to be here when camp starts. I think he's ready to go. It's going to be a physical group of corners. Once you get Farley in there and you get Molden in there, kind of a reshaped secondary is going to have some physicality to it.
Does the size at wide receiver stand out to you? Like, when you look at the position group, there's been a lot of talk about how tall those guys are, but what do you see when you look at those guys positionally?
Yeah, I mean, they're huge. I mean, it looks like a basketball team, getting off the bus, I'm sure. And there was a basketball team. We'll get to him in a minute. Hassan French, a former St. Louis Billiken who had a trial today. He's 6'7", 240. He did make the Julio Jones's, he makes those guys look small. But, when you look out there and you see Julio Jones, who is listed at 6'3", and you see A.J. Brown, who was 6'1", but seems like he's bigger than that.
Right.
Josh Reynolds is 6'3". Racy McGrath is a big guy himself, listed at 6'3". Des Fitzpatrick is big. He's listed on the roster as 6'2". So, I mean, I've covered this team for a long time, and it's the biggest group of receivers they've ever had. And hearing Rob Moore talk yesterday on the Zoom call, he's never been around a group. And he's coached some big receivers in his day, but as far as the group itself, it's impressive. And there was one point at the end of practice where guys were, kind of working in individual drills, and Ryan Tannehill and Logan Woodside were on another end of the field just throwing kind of jump balls up to Julio in the corner of the end zone and just seeing him going up and get it. There was no one guarding him, so it wasn't a situation where you were going to have some inadvertent contact where you could risk injury. But they were throwing it up to him in the corner, and Julio was going up to get it. And, the Titans are going to be able to win a lot of jump balls, win a lot of one-on-one situations. A lot of that is because of just the height and the long arms that these guys have.
That's interesting detail work because, clearly they've got to know where to put the ball in that situation. So they're getting that work in today. Basketball players.
I love the description. I love the description. Even of Julio, it just started to remind me of my playing days, Jim, when I was at Pearl at wide receiver. Like, all this is flashbacks to me, and I don't want to get into me right now because it ain't about me, man. But
you could have played tight end, right?
Yeah, man.
76 yarder.
Yeah, man. I led the state. You know what I mean? For 2 weeks, Jim. Nobody else threw the ball those 2 weeks. I held us down. Okay.
Yeah, well, I did. I like to see Ryan post up on the big basketball player that I had today. Big St. Louis Billikens, former St. Louis Billikens, stand out. Hassan French was 6'7", 240. He was out here on a mini. He was out here on a tryout basis. He's a big boy running routes, hitting the sled. I don't think he's played basketball since he was in the – I mean, I don't think he's played football since maybe he was in the seventh grade. But, hey, this is the time.
And he was a running back back then.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, he's got a ways to go, just like Adam Kuhn, the wrestler, is still trying to kind of find his way from a technique standpoint. But this is the time to do it, and you just kind of see what you've got.
Well, there's some feature story possibilities all over the place over there. And Roger Saffold was asked about the wrestler, and he goes, as far as the wrestler is concerned, what's his name again? He's like, I don't know everybody's name. Like when you go back to school and you're in class and your mom's like, okay, who's sitting over here? Who's sitting over there? You're like, I don't know. You did a story on Kuhn. What did you learn about him?
Yeah, I mean he is obviously a project, but it's not the first time you've had wrestlers try out for football and have success. Stephen Neal, Mike Vrabel's teammate with the Patriots, had a long career playing guard. Old Lorenzo Neal back in the day was a pretty good wrestler at Fresno State. Several guys have done it. I mean, Carl Clue back in the day was, was a wrestler in high school before playing football at Iowa. And I just think because of his, his body type, his low center of gravity, his athleticism, I think it gives him a chance to step in and compete. He's going to be strong enough, but you got to get his technique cleaned up. You got to, kind of pretty much reteach him the game. He hadn't played against since high school. He didn't play in college. And he's big, but it's funny. He's mammoth, but then I looked at some of them because I've tagged the University of Michigan in there, and people from afar have said, "Man, it's weird seeing Kuhn surrounded by guys that make him look average size." Because at Kuhn, they remember him as a monster, kind of a heavyweight guy on the wrestling mat, and then he really does. You look at the video that I tweeted out the other day. He's surrounded by a bunch of other guys. He's the same size of a bunch of these other guys here. So even though he's he's weighing in at 300 and he's 6'5" himself, he doesn't have a size advantage over anybody here. So now he's got to get his fundamentals down, get his technique down to have a chance.
So there you go. There's Jim Wyatt on yesterday's 3HL. We'll do that from time to time throughout this offseason, give you some sound from other shows here on 104.5 The Zone, some analysis that I thought was particularly valuable that might be able to add something to your day, and Jim always brings it with his evaluation of the Tennessee Titans and exactly the specifics of what happened on the practice field over day one of Titans minicamp. We will continue to do that quite a bit as the summer goes on. It's also exciting to hear him say this is the biggest group of receivers that he's seen in Titans uniforms. It certainly makes sense. You've got two of the biggest bruisers in the game at the wide receiver position at 1 and 2. Then you've obviously got a big slot in Josh Reynolds. It's going to be exciting to follow some of these superstars. I can't remember a summer where the Titans have had more superstar factor players on the field wearing their jersey. We've seen quite a lot of teams do a joint practice and training camp. Cam Newton, obviously Tom Brady, the biggest star there is in the game of football. But now, a lot of those superstars are wearing Titans colors. Going to be cool to see how that develops, and it's going to be cool to see those guys in action over the course of this offseason as we get ready for week one against the Arizona Cardinals. Halfway through the week, congratulations. You made it to Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to pivot back to some Tennessee, some college baseball talk as we get you ready for the College World Series this weekend. There's lots to discuss, and we're going to do it again right here, again tomorrow morning on the 104.5 The Zone Podcast Network.